Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Vav Mishnah Ches and Parak Vav Mishnah Tes. By way of introduction to Mishnah Ches, just a quick review and reminder of what we learned earlier in the parak in Mishnah Gimel. When we have a trellis, when we have this item that we're training the vines to go around, to grow around, so the halacha is that certainly you can't plant anything else under the vines themselves, but the Mishnah even said that you can't plant anything under the trellis itself, because that trellis becomes batel, becomes nullified, becomes cancelled in relation to the vine, and it basically becomes, it maintains the status of the grapevine. The grapevine's more important, more ikker, it's more of the focus, and therefore, when you have the grapevine on the trellis, you really shouldn't be planting anything under the trellis at all, even if there isn't a grapevine directly over it. So says the Mishnah, Hakanim Hayotzim in Ha'aris V'chas Aleim L'Pasgan. So let's say you have these beams, these poles that are coming out of the Aris. So we learned earlier that you shouldn't be planting under the trellis itself, but these are poles that are simply extending beyond it, that are connected to it, and why haven't you cut the poles off? Says the Mishnah, V'chas Aleim L'Pasgan, because you're just lazy, you have no intention to, you're certainly not leaving the poles there for the vines to grow on them. You're just not interested in cutting the poles. They're good poles that you don't want to cut. So says the Mishnah, Kinegdon Mutter, that you would be allowed to plant another type of crop under those poles, because it's not really considered to be part of the trellis. The trellis becomes batel. The trellis maintains the status of the grapevine, but not these poles that are extending beyond the trellis. However, says the Mishnah, Asan K'deshe Halech Aleim Echadash, but if you're wanting these poles to be there, so that the grapevines will continue to grow, and ultimately they'll wrap around and grow around these poles, then usher. Then it's completely usher to plant under them, because then they become part of the trellis, and you're not allowed to plant under the trellis with a grapevine that is growing on it. Okay, now we're going to finish off the parak with parak vav, Mishnah Tes. Says the Mishnah, HaPerach HaYotze Min Ha'aris. If we have the grapevine, which is sort of like bulge, as the Bartanura points out, it's like bulging out. It's not just attached to the wall or the trellis, but it's bulging out even further beyond the four amos of the Avodas HaKerem. This is the workspace that we normally give around the Aris. It's bulging out and it's going even beyond that space. Normally we say you have to leave four amos. It was a machlokas, Beishama, Beisilel. How, you know, from, is it from the grapevine? Is it from the wall? But at the end of the day, you have to leave four amos of a workspace. But let's say you have a grapevine that's even bulging out and growing up beyond those four amos. So says the Mishnah, Ro'enoso ki'ilu mituteles teluya, but we view it and we look at it as if there's like a weight that's hanging from that vine that's bulging, meaning to say, kinegdo, usher, that anything that's directly under that vine is completely usher. You can't plant anything there. V'chein bedalas, and the same is true when you just have, let's say, one vine that's growing somewhere. So normally you give a six tefach avodas hakerem, you give the six tefach space before planting anything else. But let's say it extends beyond the six tefach, and they sometimes grow a little bit out of control. So the halacha is that if it goes beyond the sixth tefachim, then you can plant around that vine, but you can't plant directly under the vine. So that's the halacha. If it goes beyond the avoda, beyond the space that you gave for the work to be done, the space that you gave before you can plant anything else. Continues the Mishnah, Hamoseach Zemora Me'ilon Le'ilon. If there's, let's say, a branch that is hanging over and reaching over from one tree to another tree, Tachtia Usser. So under that branch of the grapevine, you can't plant, right? You certainly can never plant anything that's directly under a grapevine. However, sipka bechevel o begami, but if there's a rope or a reed that you used to extend from the grapevine, it couldn't reach all the way from one tree to another, so you added a rope or a reed to allow the grapevine to be extended until the other tree. So tachas hasipak mutter, under the rope or the reed, then certainly you would be allowed to plant something, because that's not under a grapevine. However, but if the reason why you had the rope or the reed there is so that this grapevine will continue to grow around it, then we assume that it's part of the original tree and part of the grapevine, and therefore it would be usur, it would be prohibited to plant directly under that rope or under that reed. A quick review. Perek Vav Mishnah Ches discusses the case where we have poles that are bulging out from the aris, and you just haven't cut the poles. So we said that as if you're just leaving them there because you like the poles, then you would be allowed to plant under those poles, even though you're not normally allowed to plant under the trellis that the vines are growing around. However, if the reason why you keep the poles there, says the Mishnah, is so that the vines will continue to grow around them, then it's considered to be part of the trellis, then you would not be allowed to plant under them. And then Paragraph Mishnah Test discussed the case where we have the vine that grows beyond the four amos or the six tefachim, depending on whether it's an aris or just a few vines that are growing. But if the vines grow beyond the avodas hakerem, the avodas haaris, that space that we're meant to leave, so normally you can start planting beyond the four amos or the six tefachim. But in this situation, in this case, it goes beyond that. So directly under the vines, you certainly can't plant. But beyond that, around the vines, you certainly can, says the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah concluded with the case of the branch of the vine that goes from one tree to another. And we said that certainly under the vine itself, under the branch itself, you certainly cannot plant. However, if there's a rope or a reed that you finish off the connection between the two trees with, you would be allowed to plant under that rope or under that reed. Have a great day.